Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get a pen, get some paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Hameen. Evangelist Sheila Hameen, God bless you. Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you right now and we humble our hearts. Lord, we call upon you to stop by here while we are on this broadcast, Lord. Work miracles. Work wonders, O God. Let your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will touch every listener, that you will touch their hearts and their minds. In the name of Jesus, move upon them right now. Lord, send out blessings, O God, and let the blessings overtake them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are looking unto you and we are depending on you, Lord. We need a blessing tonight. We need a touch, Lord Jesus. We need you to move upon us right now. We are down here waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We are down here calling on your holy name. Lord, there's power in your name, Lord. We're calling on you, for you are our strong tower. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, move in a mighty way, Lord. Work wonders, work miracles, Lord, all around us. Lord, when we're on our jobs, when we're in the schools or wherever we are, let your name be glorified in our lives. Lord, speak unto our hearts. Minister unto us, Lord. You know what we stand in need of. You know our situations, oh God. You know our tests, our trials. You know what's going on with us, Lord Jesus. And you're the only one who can fix it. You're the only one who can work it out, Lord. And we're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, while we're waiting. Move while we're waiting, oh God. Speak to us while we're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Minister to our souls, oh God. Lift heavy burdens right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Save dying souls, Lord God, all around the world. Souls are crying out, my God. Somebody is seeking the truth. Somebody is seeking to be delivered. Somebody is seeking your word. Be merciful, Lord, and help us to minister unto them in the name of Jesus. We want you to take control, Lord God, and have your way. Lord, move through this ministry, the Gospel Truth Broadcast. Bless it, Lord, in a special way. Let it grow. Amen. Let it expand. Let it let it bring glory to your holy name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you are able to do all things. Now we are asking you to remember those who are on the prayer list one by one and name by name. Bless them, Lord Jesus, with whatever the blessing they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, we pray a special prayer for Darnell, oh God. Lay your hand upon him. Touch his body, Lord Jesus. You know all about it, and we believe you right now for a miracle for this young man. In the name of Jesus, work a miracle, Lord God, in his life. Raise him up, Lord, that he may go forth and testify and tell of your goodness. In the name of Jesus, we believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We pray, God, that you'll remember all of those who are on the prayer list one by one and name by name. Lord, move on each one right now. Oh, God, look upon them and where they are, Lord Jesus. Make your holy visitation. Stop by, Lord, and let them know that you are the true and the living God, that you have the power to do everything. There's nothing too hard for you. Oh, blessed Savior, help your people to trust in you, Lord Jesus. Help us to look to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, Lord. Be merciful, oh God, and save. Look on the backslider. Help them to return unto you, Lord. Help them to come on back home, Lord. Those who are in the detention centers, in the jails, in the prisons, oh God, go there where they are. Visit them, Lord Jesus. Save their souls. Deliver them from the evil one in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe it right now, and we count it as, and Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit, oh God. We thank you for this ministry, Lord. We thank you for the prayer, hallelujah. We thank you for everything that's done, Lord, for what you're doing right now, for what you're about to do. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for all things, and we ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Amen. We thank the Lord for that prayer coming through.
Yes.
Pastor Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading the 125th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As was unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. I thank the Lord for the reading of the 125th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Miguel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Miguel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell, for Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.D., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and remember to pray for those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless you out there in radio land. We have a recorded service from today, and we're going to allow our children to give us a selection. And at this time, you will be hearing from the youth department.
I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Amen. That was a question that Jesus asked.
Amen.
Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?
Amen.
Amen. When Jesus come back, will there be any more faith on the earth?
Right.
Amen. Will people still have the faith? Amen. That they once had in God. Amen. But this scripture is talking about this judge, this unjust judge. Amen. My topic today will be prayer changes things.
Amen.
And just with an unjust judge, this woman, she was having problems and she kept going to this judge.
Yes.
Amen. And she wanted this judge to avenge her of her adversary.
Amen.
Amen. But the judge wouldn't do it. But she didn't stop going to that judge.
No.
Amen. That judge he didn't fear God.
No.
And he didn't regard man.
Amen.
Amen. He was the big shot. Amen. He didn't care about what nothing nobody said.
Amen.
He had no fear of God. Amen. But because this widow woman kept coming back and forth to him, amen, he had to avenge her of her adversary because she just wouldn't stop.
Amen.
She wouldn't give up. And that's how we have to be today. We can't give up on God.
Amen.
And there's so much nothing that's happening. We got to keep on going back to God.
Yes.
Keep going back to God in prayer. Amen. And he will avenge us of our adversary. That is bothering us, and we continue to seek God.
Yes.
After a while,
God will
come by, and he will avenge us. Amen. This widow woman, she was a widow. Amen. She lost her husband.
Yes.
Amen. But she needed some help.
Yes.
Amen. Because his adversary, he just kept nagging at her.
Yes.
And that's how the enemy lives. That's why he's our adversary.
Yes.
Yeah. He can heal.
Yes.
Amen. If you incarcerate, he can deliver you.
Yes.
Amen. He can deliver
yes.
you out of the prison.
Yes.
I know what I'm talking about. Down there in jail. Hallelujah. And if you get to praise God, right there in the prison, the Praise the Lord. We thank God for the message on today. At this time, we want to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you today for the word of God. We thank you for strength to be able to go before you in prayer. Oh, my God, we thank you because we know that prayer changes things. And we know that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So, Lord, teach us and help us to do what the word of God said. Help us to be instant in prayer. Help us to pray when things go wrong. Help us to pray, oh, Lord, when we are feeling cast down. Help us to pray, oh, Lord, and to drive and to go forward in you. We know you're able to take us through. We know you got the power. We pray that you touch us and bless us. Help us to go through, oh, Lord. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Look on your people everywhere, oh, Lord. We pray that you touch them, bless them. Help your people to stand. Help them to go through. Help them to endure. Help them to stand their test, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Heavenly Father, we know you got the power. You can do everything. And we are dependent on you as never before, looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to watch unto prayer. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we might be accounted worthy to escape all those things which is to come upon the face of the earth. Look upon all those who are sick and afflicted. Touch and heal their bodies. Raise them up, O Lord. Give them strength, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art a healer. We know you got the power. Touch and bless in a special way. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Move by thy power, O Lord. Look on Darnell. Oh, my God, touch his body, oh, Lord. I know you're able to, Jesus, to heal him. You're able to deliver him. You're able to fix his situation. You know the body. You made the body. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, bring him through, oh, Lord. Have your way in his life, oh, Lord. Help him to get
have your way
before it's too late. And we pray that you look on Dr. Sewell. Continue to touch her body, give her strength, heal her, and raise her up. Look on all those who are sick and afflicted in their body, and all those names that is listed on all of the prayer list. We pray that you touch, bless, save, heal, forgive, strengthen, encourage, and deliver. Fill with the Holy Ghost. I pray that you look on Brother Donovan, continue to touch his body, touch his mind. Heal and deliver. And we thank you today for this prayer. We thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for how you met us today. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for how you touched us, how you strengthened us. You encouraged us. And we thank you for it today, oh Lord. Oh my God, help us continue to hold fast to what you've done for us. Help us, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for every listener. We pray that you continue to go with us, stand by us, and ever lead us on to victory. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the word of God that came through Evangelist Cynthia on today. Praise God. We are encouraged to continue in prayer. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelists, and those who desire to give remarks, you may call in at 945-218-02. 18, and the access code is 4768 pound. God bless you at this time. We're going to hear from our evangelist.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Prayer changes things. And we want to be like the widow woman, expecting that our petition will be answered, no matter how many times we might have to go back to God, because nobody else has the power to avenge us speedily. He'll move past all the red tape, move past all the bureaucracy.
Yes.
You ever write your congressmen, sometimes their hands are tied. But when we pray, it changes things immediately. We don't have to wait for a law to be passed, for legislation to be passed. God, he changes it instantly, speedily. Thank God for the word of God coming through her. I want to say to her, Vanna Cynthia, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that beautiful message encouraging us that prayer changes things, and don't give up no matter what, how things look, how things seem, what things are. Don't give up, but just keep the faith. Keep looking to the Lord. Just be persistent like the widow woman. She persevered. She kept on going back because she believed that if she went back often enough, she would get what she was asking for. So we got to be that way with the Lord. We got to believe God, trust the Lord. You know, don't give up on God, because God will never fail. He will never fail. I truly enjoyed the message. She brought out so many beautiful points. Amen. Yeah. And I just encourage you to take this word of God in and apply it to your life. It will help you live by it every day. And I want to encourage you, Evangelist Cynthia, you keep preaching the word of God. Keep letting the Lord have his way in your life. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelist. I tell you, the Lord really blessed us on this weekend. We had a feast in the Lord. Praise God. I tell you, I just thank God for how he moved by his spirit and how he sent his anointing, because that's what we wanted. That's what we was looking for. And God sent it. He sent strength with it, and he sent encouragement with it. And I just thank God for all that he has done. Thank the Lord, more importantly, for the souls that was blessed through this meeting on this weekend, for my son and my daughter-in-law, and how the Lord touched them. And I tell you, they just enjoyed the Lord. We're thankful for all that the Lord had did and said, for the messenger, Vanessa Amin, how she preached under the anointing, prayed. And I tell you, I just enjoyed every bit of it. And I thank God for this word on tonight coming through Evangelist Cynthia. She preached out of her soul. She surely encouraged our hearts today. I believe somebody left there today with more faith. Sometimes the devil will tell you you don't have faith, you don't believe, but he's lying to you, because he is a liar. That's what he is anyway, a liar. Faith will cause you, the Bible said faith without works is dead, but faith will cause you to make a move. That's what happened. A person made a move, they made a sacrifice, and they came in faith, believing that something was going to happen. And I tell you, the Lord touched them, and they left here with a smile on their face and encouragement in their soul. And we thank the Lord for that, and we pray that they will continue to be blessed by the Lord and continue to take that little bit of faith and put it to work, continue to use it, and let it grow. The Bible said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest seed, you can move mountains. You can speak to the mountain, and the mountain will be moved out of its place. So that little bit of faith, take it and put it to work. Thank God for all of our evangelists, how they supported the Gospel Truth's second anniversary. We appreciate it so much. words just can't even express how we feel, but we just thank God for it because our souls was truly blessed. So we want to encourage you all, too, to continue to do the will of God and continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. I thank the Lord also. I want to encourage Evangelist Cynthia, keep preaching the word of God. And like you said, you don't want to hear anything negative. You don't want anybody telling you anything. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's the way we need to go. Praise God. And we just keep our minds on the Lord and keep praying as you preach to us. Praise God. So let us all be encouraged. And to all of our radio listeners, we thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast once again. And we expect to be back again on Tuesday night, which is Oldies for Goodies in the Gospel. Tune in again to the Gospel Truth broadcast. God bless you and good night.